Welcome to Minute 8 of the Great Escape Minute, the daily podcast where we dig into the Great Escape 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob.
I'm Tom.
And joining us today, once again, on this beautiful Wednesday, is Jay from the Deep Blue Sea podcast.
Hello, I'm still here. Help, anyone, please, help.
Start digging. This minute starts off when we get to actually find out the name of the German captain, whose name is Captain Posen. And it goes all the way till we see Ramsey pondering Von Luger's complaint about escaping POWs. This minute is actually interesting because it gives us a lot of exposition about why, first of all, Ramsey has been singled out and what the goal of the movie and these characters are. Because they basically sit, they have this discussion between the two senior ranking officers, you know, the German and the British one. And they let us understand the quote-unquote rules of the camp and how both sides see these rules completely different. We obviously get to meet Von Luger, who is played by Hans Messer, the commandant. I don't really have much to say about his acting career. Maybe one of you knows a little more. I mean, I know him just from here.
Same.
I looked through his IMDb, and he's pretty much exclusively in German films and this one. So Right. Nothing jumped out at me.
He is in The Odessa File with John Voight, but I have not seen The Odessa File. That's like, I feel I recognize the name of, but that's about it.
I've seen it, but, you know, that was actually his final film role. Because he mostly did TV. He was in 76 TV credits, but only 26 movie credits, which, as we said, most German movie credits. So anyone out there who's listening who's familiar with German cinema from the 50s and 60s and wants to tell us about it, feel free to go ahead. We'll skip that part for now. The most interesting thing is he was in a movie in 1958 called Escape from Sahara, where he played a character named Robert Altman.
Just kept on talking over everyone the whole film.
That's actually interesting. Oh, it's a German film, so that's even stranger that his name is Robert Altman.
Well, I think you've got someone from MASH Minute coming up on a future week.
Yeah.
You can ask her about that.
About whether Hans should be, is he similar to Robert Altman or not? Is that what we should ask her?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Okay. Good luck. I'll mark that down and try to remember to ask her when she's here in a few weeks.
Please pass on my apologies.
The shot that I love about this in this minute, there's one shot that's just great where they show Ramsey looking into the room, into the office where the commandant is, and then they immediately show the opposite view of it. You see the commandant looking at them. And they're both maybe, this is the first time they're meeting, and they're sizing one another up. As we mentioned, these are both the highest ranking officers, so they both have a lot of military experience. Based on what I've read, both of their characters were also fought in World War One. You know, they're not only I've read about the different medals and citations that they have on them that you can tell these are military men, and the way that they look at each other, you can just see the way that they're sizing one another up. Which is, and it's a long shot, so it's done really well also.
Yeah, you even have Von Luger stripping his jacket off the doors open. He's like preparing himself for assessment by this other officer. I get real Ralph Fiennes vibes off of Ramsey. Just that he's so poised, he's so upright, especially in like in the Bond films where he's, I've heard before, you could use him as like a straight edge. He's so upright and so poised. I feel like Ramsey's doing the same thing here. He just, until he sits down, he really like flops into the chair and just switches. I know he's got a bad leg. He's got the cane.
Right. Yeah. They say I read that he was apparently shot down and busted his leg. You know,
I'm surprised there's not more people walking around with canes given this is a prisoner of war camp. And I can't imagine many of them got there like safely. But yeah, I once he's in that chair, he's not to attention at all. Von Luger is still upright. He's still like business-like and serious, but Ramsey is just like, I'm going to sod it. I'm going to be comfortable.
Right. I mean, we discussed last week about the fact that there's far too many characters who still have their hats.
True.
You know, you'd think that every single one of these people have jumped out of a plane, and somehow they all manage to still keep their, their uniforms, obviously, but to keep their hats, and some of them their scarves, you know, like Ramsey.
I love when they're escaping, they all have new hats. That's a huge endeavor for the tailor guy to have gone through to have made everyone hats as well.
Griffiths is quite talented. Yeah, so, I mean, this minute gives us, as I said, it shows the way that the two of them are trying to stay in control of the situation. even though they both have completely opposite ways of looking at the whole, everything going on. And they do a great job of explaining why the camp was created, you know, just to give us the general exposition of, you know, all of the prisoners here have been escaping over and over. I mean, we'll get to that tomorrow when they discuss the specifics of it. Tomorrow, or maybe even on Friday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, right, that's true. One of the things that they, the whole idea is that they show us that they've decided to put all of these characters together, all these prisoners together to try to keep an eye on them. Yeah, I think Rotten Eggs in One Basket tomorrow.
It is.
Yep, that is.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. All right, it all moves together because
it's a wonderful line.
The same scene. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think what this minute does and this scene as a whole too is it provides enough exposition without hitting you over the head with the exposition stick. So we get the idea from, you know, the previous minutes that we're in World War II somewhere. But we get this line in this minute, some long lines of over the past 4 years, which now gives us a better indication of when
this is taking place.
Right, because it's like, okay, now we're looking at 42, 43 time frame, which the movie's supposed to be in 43, you know, but so we get that without that
no, I think
having...
it's 44, isn't it? Are you sure it's 43? I think it supposedly takes place in 44.
The Wikipedia says 43.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's actually escape
season. Yeah,
there we go.
It's escape season 43.
But, you know, so we get just those, and I've got more for later minutes. But yeah, we just get those little drops that it doesn't feel like we're just sitting down and having the entire subplot explained to us right away.
Right, that's true. And, I mean, also they mentioned the fact that how much manpower and equipment they need to use in order to try to capture all of the all these prisoners every time that they would constantly escape from various prisons. So they do give it's done in a concise way in order for us to get a complete understanding of why and how this all came to be and why this is such an important prison camp for the Germans to try to focus on the war and not have to focus on chasing after all these prisoners.
So one other thing I noticed I want to ask you guys about. We get Posen when he, you know, confirming that the word is policy. He ends up getting this stupid little smirk on his face. I'm curious how you guys read that. It's at about 12:13 of the minute. Yeah,
he's being cynical. He's basically saying, "Look, we got you. So you know, you can try to do things. Just make sure you do it according to what we want."
Yeah, I think he's amused at the idea of policy in a prison camp. You know, you're all prisoners here, but you're the highest ranked, so you get to be the liaison. You know, the idea is comical. Like, they're prisoners. They're prisoners of war. Yet here we are. We're having a liaison rather than... I feel like if it was up to Posen and there were no, like, rules behind it, then just lock him in a room and throw away the key kind of thing. Rather you get to talk to us, and if you have any complaints, then you can actually complain rather than just forget about it. It's a complaint. You're a prisoner. Sort it.
Right. I actually found interesting that neither Posen nor Von Luger salute at this point. I mean, yesterday we discussed the fact that, you know, Strachwitz saluted both Ramsey and MacDonald, but here, you know, there's no salutes anymore. You're in the office. And even though Posen is a captain, I mean, he's the same rank. No, he's actually a lower rank than Ramsey.
Well, at the end of last minute, come in and Posen gives a little bit of a bow. He clicks his heels and bends at the waist a little bit last minute.
What is he, Dorothy? You know, clicks his heels.
He's uncovered and indoors. You don't salute indoors uncovered. So it makes sense he doesn't salute, but he gives that acknowledgement of deference probably isn't the right word, but he gives
they talk about it in Kingsman as like the how you salute I can't remember the line, but that's a traditional German officer mark of respect, I think, is to click your heels together. Like, that's how you bring the knife out in Colin Firth's shoe, and here it's that doesn't happen. That's not a traditional shoe design. Rosa Klebb.
I haven't seen Kingsman yet. I've been pushing it off.
You've seen every film, Rob. How have you?
Apparently I haven't, but if I had seen everything, I wouldn't have what to find and watch all the time. Come on.
That's true. Well, Kingsman's fun. You should watch.
I need to aspire to something. No, I kept wanting to watch, all three of them together, but the third one just want to, they just don't want to release it.
I'm sure they'd love to release it.
Maybe by now we'll have a definitive date. You never know.
Who knows? It may even be out by now. Who can say?
I don't think so. Right. So, I mean, one of the things that I like doing is looking for strange things in the scenes that just don't make any sense. Things hanging on the walls and stuff like that. So, did you guys notice anything on the walls in this one?
There's some pictures behind Von Luger, but I couldn't tell what they were.
Okay, I mean, you get to see them in tomorrow's minute. You get to see them a little clearer, but they're basically pictures showing that he is a pilot. I think you can also tell that he was back in World War One. He was a pilot. You see the camaraderie of him, you know, posing with other pilots. So they say a lot about who this man is. And, you know, here's his office. This is a brand new camp, and he's already, the first thing he did was put up the pictures. They're just showing up in the camp today. I mean, or the prisoners. The guards, I'm assuming, haven't been there that long. So his he's already done that. Also, did you guys notice anything else on the walls?
I noticed on the door, he's got a little plaque on his door that says that it's his office. I thought that's for.
it's probably not for him. I don't think he needs to be reminded that it's his office.
Because his door already says commander at the top.
It says commandant.
Commandeur. Yeah, I think it's a commandant. It's a D-E-U-R.
Commandeur, right? Yeah. Commandeur. I can't read what's on the what's on the paper on the door.
It says Oberst von Luger is the bottom bit. And I can't work out what the top it says, but I'm guessing it's some kind of Lager dash Commandant. So I'm not sure what Lager. It's a German title. It's a title.
Yes.
But
yes.
Why? There are no other doors in this room. Why is it on? I can't understand what it's for. But fine. Right. Like, it's such a small little plaque.
Exactly. You have
to get really close to it to read it. Which point you're already opening the door.
Right. And then obviously you see that he has his coat and a hat on the wall. But did either of you notice what's next to it?
There's a knife. There's like a yes, knife on a belt.
There's a knife. There's his holster and gun. That's a real safe thing to do. you have the prisoner coming in and sitting in the chair, and right behind the chair you get a gun. Obviously Ramsay never looks in that direction, and with his leg he probably wouldn't have been able to make it over there in time to grab the gun. But that's not a very smart thing to do.
Well, and outside of the office, Posen, he has his knife on the wall behind where he's.
Yes.
So if somehow the prisoners were to take over the camp and would take out Posen with Von Luger still in his office, they'd get weapons just hanging up on the walls.
That's right. They're pacifists.
No wonder they lost.
And I also found it interesting that his office has two doors. What the hell does he need two doors in there for?
Well, when one goes straight outside, it's like having a balcony. he's got a deck out there.
Yeah. I think in a later scene we do see him standing out on a balcony porch type thing. So
yeah, but this is it seems as if it's ground level because you can see a truck. The window of a truck right outside the window. So it's not as if he's high up here. But it's just interesting that you can either come into his office via Posen's office, or you can just walk out. So one day Posen will want to come in and say, Commandant, I want to tell you something, and he's not there. But wait a second, he just came in a few minutes ago.
Maybe he smokes. Maybe he smokes and likes to smoke outside.
This isn't the 21st century.
I'm allowed
to smoke.
Maybe the outside door is a shorter walk to the bathroom than through Posen's office.
Yes.
Maybe there's a bathroom there that we don't see on the wall that's not mentioned. But then again, maybe that closet is his bathroom.
Maybe.
Who knows what bathrooms look like?
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't have anything else for this minute. Do either of you have anything?
No, I got nothing else.
Von Luger makes a little noise to indicate that he's coming. He does not say come in. He sounds like a bird. He goes like, and it's not. I don't think it's even German for coming. It's just this noise, and I just like that's all. That's the only other note okay. I had.
No, I actually just remembered something else that you can tell that Von Luger is nervous the whole time, because if you pay attention, he plays with the papers on his desk 8 times while he's talking.
Yeah, he's trying to impress Ramsay.
By playing with the papers?
he's
not. He hasn't started talking yet about who, you know, who all these files are about, but he keeps like flipping the files the entire way through. And I counted 8 times that he did.
Well, that's it. He has prepared a speech. We get more of it tomorrow. And the speech is like referring to things in those documents. He's nervous. He wants to get through it. I think he's Like last night, he was up late just rehearsing what he's going to say tomorrow.
He's just subtly trying to tell Ramsay, I've got more important things to do than deal with you, so let's make this quick.
Yeah. Okay, that could be. And Jay, based on what you said about the smoking, I mean, he has an ashtray on his desk, so I don't think he has to go outside.
Okay, fair enough. He's conscientious, but then,
Has a ball, or maybe it's the head of a stamp or something like that. But and his files are his files are empty, so that's good too. I guess he's an efficient office manager.
He has nothing to do, and he has nothing that he's done. Both trades
exactly. Well, maybe Posen is just really efficient and already took everything out that he needed to.
Maybe.
All right. Well, if neither of you have anything else to say today, Jay, you have any plugs where people can find you? Besides Tom's basement?
Yes. Well, for now, yes. Hopefully soon, anywhere. I am the Shepherd of the Lamb, the Large Association of Movie Blogs, largeassmovieblogs.com, which is exactly what it sounds like. It is a large association of movie blogs. We have, at time of recording, over 2,000 members of blogs and podcasts, all dedicated to films and TV shows. Rob's blog is part of it, as is mine. And I think maybe this podcast will be by the time it gets released. Who knows? We'll see. I'm going to try and twist their arms to join us.
No. We'll see if we release you first, and then we'll decide if we want to be a part of the flock.
Okay, well... thank you for your unbridled enthusiasm there, Rob. But yeah, anyone listening, if they have a blog or a podcast and would like to be part of a large community of them, then come join us over at the Lamb. We'd love to have more members. It's a great community of film lovers over there.
I've been a member for over 5 years, so yes, I am very enthusiastic about it. Jay knows that I came forward to help out with as much as possible. Also,
I think you do more for the Lamb site than I do at this point. I just handle the admin. Yeah, anyone who's listening who doesn't like the sound of my voice, if you come and join us, you give me more admin to do. So, you know, if you want to just send more work my way, then do that.
There you go. Well, so anyone, you can rate, review, subscribe, any of the podcatchers that you can find this show on. You can email us at thegreatminute@gmail.com. Our Facebook group is The Cooler. Our website is thegreatescapeminute.com. And you can find us on Twitter at greatescapemxm. Tally-ho.
Tally-ho.
Tally-ho.